This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today we're looking at Altcoin Sidekick. Their website is altcoinsidekick.com. According to our friends at Apple Podcasts, it says, listen to the weekly altcoinsidekick.com podcast to understand what cryptocurrency is really all about. We discuss cryptocurrency and blockchains, what they are, how they work, and the players behind the technology. And we're going to listen to an episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
I don't know a thing about cryptocurrency. This should be
fun. Hey, this is John Jameson. If this is the first time you've joined us on the podcast, thank you and welcome. We really appreciate it. Let us know your aha moments. And while you're at it, we'd like you to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Yeah. The Altcoin Sidekick podcast is available on Apple iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, Podbean, and Stitcher. So please leave a review and don't be scared of making it five stars. We'll keep the great content coming to help you on your journey into the cryptocurrency markets.
Right. I haven't heard a thing of this yet. Why would I review it?
Most people look for certainty before they make a decision. And they hesitate because they don't trust their inferences and are trapped cycling through feelings of excitement and disappointment as they look for certainty through the opinions of others. Today, it's easier than ever to do your own research. Yet when it comes to investing in assets like cryptocurrencies, why is it that so few people do? This is John Jameson for altcoinsidekick.com. And this week, as cryptocurrencies hold their own after their recent up moves, let's ask, if the cryptocurrency market has bottomed, hitting the trough of disillusionment in December 2018, then what's more likely to drive cryptocurrencies forward in the future? Complex bolt-on bionic parts to boost existing blockchain limitations, or could it be something you're already familiar with? It's what happens when you fire up Google and try to find out the answer to something that you don't know. And this behavior drives the advertising business and almost everything in between, right down to you cheating in your local pub quiz. The problems arise when the answers aren't straightforward.
Okay.
If you want to know something like who was the 26th president of the United States, or who was the next monarch after Henry VIII, or who won what or when something happened, then you'll be rewarded with the answer microseconds after typing in the question. But what happens when the question isn't that simple? What happens when the answer is multi-dimensional? If you've spent any time trying to find out what cryptocurrencies are, what they do, and how they can benefit you, then unless you're interested in tech or in how computers work, the chances are you've experienced it. Information gaps are glitches in your wiring. You're hardwired to find out the answer to something you don't know. And George Lowenstein, a behavioral economist at Carnegie Mellon University, wanted to know what makes people interested in something, and in 1994, he ran experiments to find out. Lowenstein discovered something he wasn't expecting. When your interest in a topic is piqued, you're driven to find out the answer. And when the answer isn't simple or easy to find, it causes you to experience pain. Now, the pain of not knowing is what made Google, Google, and why Netflix shares have gone up over 5,000% since 2013. Why Netflix? Have you ever binge-watched on a show?
Yeah, a couple things. Number one, the starting off of, hey, come find me. I'm over here. I'm over there. I'm there. And subscribe. You want to hook people in. And saying subscribe to a show that I've never listened to is not a way to hook me in. It's a way to put that information further away from me. And think of it this way. Today, we're going to talk about blank, and it's interesting because of blank. And so you kind of had me with, hey, you know, with all this fluctuation, why don't people feel secure in cryptocurrency? Well, you could then say, and you started off great. You said, hey, who is the monarch of Henry VIII or something like that? If you ask something, who are the Beatles? it's going to know. But if you ask for an opinion, it's a problem. I would have started right there. That was 3 minutes into the podcast because it's not a concept. It's something I can relate to, and I can actually start that theater of the mind going. And instead, you're giving a lot of background and things like that. The other thing, that your audio quality is about a 5 in my book. You have a lot of room noise in your podcast. And I don't know what my guess is, you're using a Blue Yeti in the middle. Maybe not so much in the middle of the table. It's not quite that bad, but there's a lot of room noise. Now, I'm listening here in a quiet room with headphones. So if I was out walking around with my earbuds in, I'm not sure that would be that much of a deal. But right now, I'm like, eh, you could tone that down a little bit. I thought it started off okay. It just, the pace for me, and I'm kind of your target audience. I would like to know a little more about cryptocurrency. The other thing you're doing, which isn't horrible, but you're reading the script, and it kind of sounds like you're reading the script. Not, again, horrible, kind of like your audio quality, not horrible, not great. You're reading, not horrible, not great. And for me, the pace of this is just a little too slow. So that's why I gave it the whole meh. Not horrible, not bad, not great. So that's my thoughts on that. If you want to check it out again. Oh, the other thing is, you're using SoundCloud as a media host. That's a bad idea. And then in your RSS feed, as I dig into this, it doesn't even look like you're tracking the SoundCloud downloads. It's just a kind of a technology mess. But at any rate, that's my thought. Not a horrible podcast. And again, if you want to check them out, altcoinsidekick.com. That's going to do it for episode number 280 of the Podcast Rodeo Show. If you would like your show right here in front of my audience, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. Now, here is the thing. People are having a problem with this. I need a link to your website. I need a link to the episode. And that's it. People keep giving me links to iTunes going, can you please just review me? That's not what this gig is. I'm giving you my honest first impression. I just want a review. Okay, how about a 1-star? And then they'll like, oh, here's my website. I'm like, okay, and which episode? Doesn't matter. I'm like, it's 2 steps. What's your website? What episode do you want me to listen to? Egads, you guys are making me work hard for that $5. So that's all you have to do. And if you want a full review of your show, then simply go to podcastreviewshow.com. It's a show I do with my buddy, Eric K. Johnson. We go over every single part of your podcast. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that you can't read the label from the inside of the bottle. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.